This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. The senator is among a pair of Republicans on the Senate side who are looking to add an amendment to an appropriations bill that will require U.S. census takers in 2010 to find out if those that they are surveying are here legally or illegally. The senator says illegal aliens should not be included in the count when it comes to determining how congressional districts are apportioned. And, Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the invitation.
What does the law say right now about this?
Well, unless we change the plans of the Census Bureau, they would go ahead in this census and count illegals but not distinguish between citizens and legal aliens and illegals. So the illegal aliens would be in the overall number, but we wouldn't know how many there are in that overall number. That would also have the effect, Greg, would affect a lot of things, but it would also have the effect of counting illegals in the reapportionment of the U.S. House of Representatives. One of the most important things we use the census for is to determine how many U.S. House seats each state gets. And so illegals would go into that, and basically states with big illegal populations like California would have more clout in Congress as a result.
How far out of whack is the congressional map right now as a result of that, do you think?
It is somewhat out of whack. California probably has four, maybe five more U.S. House seats than they would otherwise have. As a result of that, since seats overall are limited, other states lose out, including Louisiana. And so basically, states with large illegal populations, starting with California, are rewarded, and other states are penalized. Specifically, the states that lose out, in other words, have less U.S. House representation by counting illegals than they would have not counting them, are Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and North Carolina and Louisiana.
Senator, have you found co-sponsors from those very states that would benefit from this?
We have on the Republican side. We're still working on it on the Democratic side, but I've specifically reached out very directly to Democratic senators from those states and pointed out that if they vote against my amendment, they would be voting against their own state's self-interest. They would be voting against their state's clout and representation in Congress. And so we're pushing that very hard.
So what have they told you? You mentioned that you've reached out, but to this point only the Republicans have responded in a favorable way. What have these Democrats who you suggest would be voting against their own self-interest said in response to this?
Well, they haven't. It's not what they've said directly to me. It's what they've done through their leader. Harry Reid is going through somersaults right now to prevent there being a direct vote on this amendment because it would be very difficult for those Democratic senators to vote against it. So he's doing everything possible to block that amendment vote. That's why he would not agree to a list of amendments on this appropriations bills last week or early this week. That's why he's trying to invoke what's called cloture on the bill to shut down debate so we don't get to my amendment.
And which appropriations bill is this being attached to?
This is on the CJS, Commerce, Justice, State Appropriations Bill. That had been on the floor over the last week. Normally, the two sides would come to an agreement about amendments and run through those amendments and then vote on the final bill. Harry Reid wouldn't agree to any amendment list because my amendment would have been on it from the Republican side. So he push for a cloture vote, which we had yesterday. We denied them cloture. We prevented that from happening. And so he's gone back to try to figure out how else he can block a vote on my amendment.
I don't necessarily want you to put words in Senator Reid's mouth, but why would he be opposed? Why wouldn't he want his members to vote on whether or not illegals should be included in reapportioning congressional districts?
Well, I think it's pretty clear Harry Reid and the Democratic side wants that rule to move forward, wants illegals counted in the census, wants them counted in the reapportionment of the House. And so he wants that to move forward. My amendment would block that. But my amendment coming to a vote would be a very difficult vote, at least for Democrats from states who actually lose representation in the U.S. House based on counting illegals.
Let me have you respond to a couple of criticisms of the proposed amendment here, Senator. First of all, you have those who are saying, well, even if they might alter the congressional map a little bit, they're still in the country, so they still ought to be counted. How would you say that and counted not necessarily as legal or illegal?
Well, they should be counted. For one reason, we are trying to deal with the illegal immigration problem, and it would be useful to have the most accurate information possible about the number of illegals. So I'm all for counting them, but we need to count them and note that they're in the country illegally and not just put them in the general pot and not distinguish between them and citizens and non-citizens who are here legally.
Do you believe that those who are here illegally would honestly answer that on the form?
Well, I think there are ways to get them to do that. For instance, the census already asked that question on their long form, and they have never complained about, being unable to get that information. Now, the long form is just a percentage of the whole population. It's sort of a survey, and then they extrapolate certain things based on that. So they already ask those questions on the long form, and they've never complained about administering that.
One of the articles covering this story is coming from USA Today, and they quote a Census Bureau official, an associate communications director, who says at this point it's late 2009, the forms are being printed at the rate of over a million a day, and it's too late to really change it. What do you say to that?
Well, that's silly. In today's world, with new technology, absolutely we can add one or two questions to the form, particularly given the enormous budget and funding increase this census has gotten over the last census.
And, Senator, the president has promised that probably sometime early next year there will be another vigorous debate in Congress over immigration reform. How do you see that playing out? How soon do you expect that to get started?
Well, probably will be at least early next year. I hope folks here listen to the American people. You know, the last time this came up in the Senate in the summer of 2007, the American people spoke loud and clear, and they said very clearly that they don't want a big amnesty program. They want enforcement, and they want attrition through enforcement, not a big amnesty. I hope people respond and follow the lead of the American people.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He is co-sponsor of an amendment to the Senate Appropriations Bill for Commerce, Justice, and State that would cut off funding for the 2010 census if, in fact, illegal aliens would not be noted in the census next year and therefore removed from consideration in determining the redrawing of congressional districts. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.